Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
He can't stop pizzas from showing up at his house that he didn't order. Day after day after day.
Happened to Maitland a couple weeks ago here.
It did.
I got some pizza.
This is a bigger problem than that, though, because they're not paid for. That's one problem. Also, all the people bringing them probably hate him. Here he is.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't
Wait, is this the news story?
It is, of course. The news story.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to have so much time. Also, you really need to, the fancy idiots need to see this fella.
I did not know that we needed.
At one point, he'll explain why he knows it's not an angry ex. And that is both fun and probably disappointing for him.
Okay.
Have you ever had somebody like fake order a pizza to your house other than like what just happened to Maitland here in studio? Like, my friends, I don't think they would have ever done that, because then you get on, like, the permanently banned list at, you know, the local chain.
Yeah. No, I never have. It's such a dumb prank.
I know. It's so wasteful.
All it does is it doesn't do anything to the person you're trying to prank, but it hurts a business owner and an employee and throws food away.
Unless they get to keep the pizza, or if they gave me the pizza, then I'd be like, all right, this one-time prank was fine because I ended up with free pizza.
Right. Now it's a pretty good prank.
Yeah.
Here's
the
story from CTV of Edmonton.
A Stony Plain man is the victim of a pizza prankster. He says he's had nearly $1,000 worth of pizza he didn't order delivered to his home and work over the last few months. As Naz Sanger reports, he's filed a police report, but the pizza keeps coming in hot.
Pizza
Many
time.
People love a hot, cheesy pizza delivered right to their door. But Justin Rybicki's love of the big pizza pie is being spoiled by a prankster.
So every time I see pizzas and read the commercials, it gives me nightmares.
In November, Rybicki was eating dinner at home.
There's something about the way he speaks that makes me want to laugh. And I think it's the speed and the way his mouth stays open and his chin goes up.
He's also Nandor's familiar.
Guillermo. Canadian Guillermo.
He is Guillermo.
I mean, he looks just like that dude from What We Do in the Shadows.
A prankster.
So every time I see pizzas and read the commercials, it gives me nightmares.
I think he's going to turn me into a vampire tonight.
Yeah.
Vicky was eating dinner at home when he heard a knock on the door. It was a Pizza 73 delivery driver with near.
That is the worst name for a pizza place.
Pizza 73. And they even have like really generic 70s balloon.
It looks like a pizza place in a video game.
Yeah. It does.
It's like a pizza place that AI created in one of those commercials.
Right.
Pizza 73.
$100 worth of pizza. The delivery was under his name and number.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas.
Concerned that he may have been hacked in some way, he filed a police report, but the Pizza 73 deliveries did not stop. Several more in November and December.
Okay, the idea that you had to call the police over pizza orders and nothing happened. That is because I'm sure the police are like, this is not our problem, man.
Yeah, what do they do if somebody keeps... But at the same time, if somebody keeps pranking and you show up and the person didn't order it, if it's not paid for, why would you keep delivering to that person?
Right.
Maybe at some point you would note that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if they just keep calling different locations.
They'll rectify this one shortly.
December, each one ranging from $70 to $150.
Brad Bickey pizza.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Change his number, but the pizza still came, even to his job here at Goodwill.
So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rybicki, cancel the orders.
The prankster then switched to Domino's, ordering large pizza.
Oh man, this person is always one step ahead.
Ordering large pizzas and even lava crunch cakes.
Who is doing this to this man?
Lava crunch cakes and everything else.
Pizza looks fantastic.
That's awesome. I actually don't know if this is a blessing or a curse.
Right?
RCMP officer Troy Savinkoff says the prankster went to great lengths to hide their identity.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
Savinkoff, who used to actually work as a pizza delivery driver, says these
fake. This guy is
a two-sided expert, mm-hmm. man.
Right?
Yeah.
Deliveries are more of a prank to the one delivering the pizza.
You're out, whatever, 15, 30 minutes worth of work delivering those pizzas. So, it would be certainly irritation, fortunately.
Rybicki
says whatever.
If
I'm that delivery driver, I'm a teenager, and I'm just like, whatever, it doesn't matter. 30 minutes.
I'd be pissed I didn't get a tip.
I didn't get a tip, that's true. But I'd also be like, at least I didn't have to be at work necessarily with my car.
I loved when you'd have a job and they'd be like, hey, could you run some errands for me? Can I?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would love to go pick stuff up.
Yeah, want me to wash the car while I'm out? Mm-hmm.
Rybicki says he has no idea who could be behind these deliveries. He doesn't think it's an angry ex.
Boy, I can't imagine that this is going to speed up the amount of pizzas that he gets.
Nope.
No. Doing a whole news story about it.
It's an angry ex.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that.
I mean,
did they need to include that?
Did he need to say it?
I mean,
did you just volunteer that? Maybe they tricked him like, hey, you got a girlfriend? I never dated anyone.
It sounds like it. Yeah, they didn't need to include that.
He estimates nearly $1,000 worth of pizza has went to waste. He says he's flagged his number at Domino's, so those deliveries should stop unless they go to Pizza Hut next.
Oh no,
you've just given him an idea.
I think it's.
Oh no, the news guy is aiding and abetting.
Karma gets you someday. And delivers pizza to your house.
Nav Sangha, CTV News, Edmonton.
That guy has never heard a joke he said get laughter from a stranger.
Man.
Oh, boy, somebody is.
$1,000
really adamant about that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I assumed you guys thought, like, it'd be one thing if you ordered two pizzas, that the pizza place would be like, I just assumed that they had a limit where they wouldn't deliver it once it would, unless it was paid for in advance.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Like you can, order by text, pay with a credit card by text and everything else.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
This text: while I was in high school, I worked at a local pizza shop. Homie I worked with would go into the dumpster and call a pizza in 10 minutes before close most nights of the week. At the end of the day, the boss would be like, nobody came to pick it up. Why don't you guys take it home?
All right, that's smart.
Did he have to go into the dumpster to do that?
I guess he just liked being in the dumpster. Yeah.
I like that. That's getting around it, kind of. You know, my buddy Matt in college worked at Wendy's, and he'd always tell us, hey, if you come by at the end of the night, which I kid you not, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He'd say, come by, I can give you anything that's left over. Anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you playing? And he said, no, I'm not playing. And we'd go by Wendy's regularly. And the homeboy would always hook us up.
That would be the best.
Yeah.
Just the best.
Man.
This text: I believe he's ordering it for himself for attention.
What?
Why? That guy doesn't seem like a guy who's sitting around going, boy, I hope the cameras come and look at me today while I move bags around on the Goodwill counter.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he has that kind of nefariousness in him.
I don't know. Now that you put it like that, he did mention that he's never dated before. He's working at Goodwill.
So this is just a ploy to get a date?
And somebody's pranking him. So it's like, wow, look, people are picking on him. He's got a great job. And he's never dated before. This man is a totally doable virgin, if that's what you're looking for.
Well, is that target? Do you think that tracks for some women?
Maybe.
Can you think of one woman you know who would want that guy?
I'd have to think on that a little bit longer.
Okay. That's surprising because you know a lot of tramps.
Everybody's got a lover there out there somewhere.
Everybody wants the lazy-eyed Canadian virgin.
Guillermo,
the familiar.
Seriously, if you've never watched What We Do in the Shadows, you've got to look at this news story and then go watch it because that man is his twin.
Also, that show is the funniest show on TV.
Oh, man. Bat!
I cannot hear the word bat, see a bat, a baseball bat, bat an eye without saying it like bat.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
What food would have to show up to your house like $100 worth that you'd actually pay for, even if somebody pranked you? Like, if they got your order right? Because if Thai food showed up in my house and it was the right order, I'd be like, all right, don't let that go to waste.
Oh man.
I think I'm too skeptical and I still would think something was weird with it. I wouldn't trust the food.
Mm.
I would
and you
want
should never
to,
have food delivered then.
I don't.
Never, ever?
No.
No, is that why, or is it because you live too far away?
Oh, no, I don't live too far away. I just don't want to pay for the extra. And the places are actually reasonably close to me. I just go get it. It's faster.
Even pizza?
Oh, definitely pizza, yeah.
Wait, so
it's hot.
When I said you should never order pizza and have it delivered, because I was implying because of you can't trust it being delivered. But you can trust it if you pick it up, because people won't do bad things to you if you go and visit them in their storefront?
No, if it showed up and I didn't order it, I would be skeptical of how it got there. If it was delivered by the actual place, it would be a little different.
You just don't order food at your house because you're too cheap.
If it's like a DoorDasher, I wouldn't know where it came from, why it was there. I would not eat it. There's plenty of times I don't eat stuff here where I don't know where it comes from. I don't accept drinks from people that I don't know where they've been. Like,
oh, that's how you have a good time.
Yep. Nope. But no, yeah, I never pay for delivery.
This text, that guy's the Kaiser Sose of pizza theft. First thing you got to do is make him think the devil isn't a thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, what if that's the case when he walks away? His one eye straightens back out.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
He walks out of the Goodwill and slowly climbs into a Maserati.
Someone texted this question. If this started happening to you, like once or twice a week, pizza started showing up at your door, it's addressed to you, and it's paid for.
Eating it every time.
How long before you tell someone that you're not ordering it?
I'm not telling that. Are you kidding? Why would I say a word? It's paid for and it's being delivered to me? Hell no. Hell no. I ain't saying a thing.
How things would you say it? No, you wouldn't eat it.
No, I'd still be too skeptical of where the hell it came from and why it was there.
You better call me. Don't let that food go to waste.
Also,
you got fat friends.
Also, my knee jerk would not be to be able to play it cool. Like, oh, yeah, of course I ordered it and paid for it. It's mine. I'd be like, I don't get it. What's happening? Why is this here? What do you mean I ordered a pizza?
Well, it's already paid for. They're not going to care.
What?
It's not like they're going to go, oh, well, you didn't order it. You can't have it then. We'll keep the money and the food.
Yeah.
You sure this pizza was supposed to go to me? I never use delivery.
I'm pretty pizza-spicious right now of you.
Mm-hmm. I don't trust teenagers that drive cars and deliver my food.
The car is too nice for your age. I bet you're driving mommy's car.
I don't. I've known plenty of those teenagers when I was a teenager.
Just because you stapled the bag clothes doesn't mean I trust you.
There are times, though, when I've been on the road and I order like Uber Eats or something. Like we were in Oklahoma and I ordered some fast food place that wasn't too far away, but it was ice cold and raining. And I went out to meet the driver in like the breezeway at the hotel where they're coming through. And he handed me the bag. It's sealed. With a sticker and everything, but his car was so filled with trash and the bag smelled like smoke when I got it in the hotel room.
Oh, gross.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I was going to say, if you tell me that you threw it out, I'm not going to believe you.
No, I mean, I'm not eating the bag. Once you open the bag, everything smelled great.
Honestly, when fast food has just a hint of cigarette with it, it's like it's the 90s all over again. That is true. It's so nice.
It's like a trip back in time.
Yeah, like when you walk in, they'd be like, smoking side or non-smoking?
Because that mattered.
I know, right?
Yeah. Those were the days.
It's so crazy. I remember we were on the air when New York City became the first place where you couldn't smoke indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And
at bars.
The 2002. Mayor, what was his name?
Bloomberg.
Michael
it?
Bloomberg. Yeah. All I could think of the Berg and the Michael, but I couldn't remember the word in between. Michael Bloomberg, his quote, well, if people aren't smoking, they'll be drinking more. We played that clip 5,000 times every day for a month, making fun of how stupid he was.
Because that doesn't
and
even make
six
sense.
6 months later, you know what happened? All the bars said, we're selling so much more booze. And we're like, damn it. Not only that, but I really like eating in places where everything doesn't smell and not having to burn the clothes afterwards.
Yeah, when we were young, it was acceptable to smoke at the movie theater. Gross. Yeah, it was a drag, man. It was
like something kind of nice about it sometimes, though.
I know.
Where, like, if you're in a real party mood or, like, the whole time we were in Vegas.
Yeah, but you were a smoker.
Through, yeah, but, like, you're walking through casinos and people are smoking. You're like, but, yeah, just a hint of it. I don't want to sit in it all night.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I hated that. Yeah. When I was in the casinos and sat down and some lady let one up right next to me. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, come on, lady. Christ. You're going to spark your oxygen tank.
This is disgusting. Get out of here.
I'm with you, Maitland. If there's a little hint of it, I don't even smoke. Never have. And, cigarettes. Yeah. But meth, highly suggest.
Yeah.
But if there's just a little hint of it in the air, I'm kind of like, oh, we're partying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got their ciggies out.
That's Maybe. Pretty. I can see that.
Like
I can
I'm
see
10
that.
10 at a bowling alley again.
Did you like party a lot at a bowling alley when you were 10?
Kind
of. Enjoying the smell of cigarettes and stale beer? And that the air when it blows out of that fan for your hand, it always smells like old bowling balls.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Someone's on the other end so smoking and just blowing it right
in there. Yeah. Got to make it just the right amount of stale.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.